Welcome to the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. I'm Dr. Anthony Yoon, America's holistic plastic surgeon. Each episode will give you revolutionary tools and secrets from cosmetic medicine and alternative health to help you look and feel better than ever before. Have you tried my skincare line, Yoon Beauty? Our products combine natural and organic ingredients with the latest in scientifically proven anti-aging components like vitamin C and retinol. So if you're looking for healthy and youthful skin without the unnecessary chemicals, this is the skincare line for you. Check them out at yoonbeauty.com and enter the coupon code 20OFF to get $20 off your first order over $99. I'm so convinced that you will absolutely love my skincare products that I've instituted a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're unhappy with them for any reason, just return them within 30 days to get a full refund. See you soon at yoonbeauty.com. Do collagen supplements work? Well, I've got the answers for you on this podcast today. But before we get there, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Lane Kemp. Lane left a nice review of this podcast on iTunes, calling it fabulous and informative. Words cannot express how awesome I think Dr. Yoon is. Oh, thank you, Lane. It is great how transparent he is about what you can do to try to make yourself look younger instead of spending thousands of dollars on a risky procedure. I have started incorporating his advice into my daily skincare routine, and I can already feel and notice a difference. Thanks, Dr. Yoon. Well, thank you so much, Lane, for this nice review of my podcast on iTunes. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, if you could just take 2 minutes of your time to leave a rating or review on iTunes, every week I'll give a quick shout out to somebody who does. It definitely helps me to spread the word. Okay, so let's talk all about collagen. Now, after my book came out earlier this month, I had a lot of people asking me about collagen. And if you've listened to any of the podcasts I've been on, collagen supplements are definitely one of the big topics that they ask me about. So let's get into the science. What is it about collagen supplements? Why do people, let's say traditional physicians, don't think it does anything? And what do the actual studies show? So let's get into some background, first of all, about collagen. Not all collagens are the same. Now, there are six main types of collagen in our body. Type 1 is the collagen that is in our hair, skin, nails, and bones. And this really is 90% of the body's collagen is type 1 collagen. And this helps these body parts to be strong, to be, you know, in the case of, let's say, your bones and your nails, to be nice and strong and not brittle. In the case of your skin, it helps your skin to feel firm and taut. And in the case of your hair, also it creates this firmness and thickness to your hair shafts. But collagen, and so in general, collagen, let's say when we look at our skin, and that's where I focus on mostly, it does make up about 70 to 80% of our skin. And we do know that as we get older, we lose about 1% of the thickness of collagen every year. And this actually in women, once they go through menopause, can increase to up to 2% a year. And so we definitely lose collagen as we get older. So that's type 1 collagen. And this is the one that most of us really focus on because once again, it's in our hair, skin, nails, and bones. Type 2 collagen is in your cartilage. You know, so if you've got issues with arthritis and you want to take a collagen supplement for it, then you may want to make sure that it contains at least type 2 collagen and possibly type 1 as well. Now, why would you need it for type 1? Well, because our joints are composed of cartilage, but they're connected to bones. And so to help to supplement and support your bones and your joint health, the bones and the cartilage health can help with the overall joint health. Type 3 collagen is in the muscle. Type 4 collagen is in our kidneys. And type 5 is in the placenta. So we mainly focus on type 1 collagen, from my standpoint, focusing mainly on the hair and the skin, but other doctors may focus also on the bones and the cartilage. So you just want to make sure that anytime you supplement with collagen, that it has the right type of collagen that you're looking for. You know, so once again, if you've got joint issues and the collagen that you're taking is a quote unquote beauty collagen that just has type 1 collagen, that might not do as well for you as combining type 1 and type 2. Conversely, if you are looking to improve the health and quality of your skin, doesn't do you a lot of good if all you're taking is type 2 collagen. You want to make sure there's type 1 collagen in it. So what is the argument that people make against collagen supplements? Well, the main argument against collagen supplements is that collagen is a large protein. And how can you tell that that protein, number one, is absorbed through your GI tract, and number two, that it actually gets to where it's supposed to go? And this is typically the argument that most doctors make. You know, I can't tell you how many of my followers have left comments on videos of mine where I talk about collagen supplements, and their comment is, well, I asked my family doctor about it, and he said it didn't work, so I'm not going to take it. And this is something that I have seen for years, comments like this, for years. And the argument that in general is made, once again, is that collagen is a large protein, and how do you know it's going to get absorbed? So it is true. Collagen is a very large protein. And protein, this protein ideally must be broken down into individual amino acids and peptides in order for it to be bioavailable and absorbed through your GI tract. Well, the key then, and the reason why you may have heard of hydrolyzed collagen supplements, is that hydrolyzed collagen is collagen that has been broken down into amino acids and peptides. Peptides are basically clusters of a small number of amino acids. And this is done on purpose so that the collagen can actually be absorbed by the body. So the argument that some doctors may make that, oh, well, how do you know collagen is even going to get absorbed? It's such a big protein. It's because you look for hydrolyzed collagen sources. And the most of the collagen supplements that I see, the high quality collagen supplements, including my own Yoon Beauty supplemental collagen, it is made with hydrolyzed collagen. So that's a big thing, okay? And then, you know, the other argument of how do you know that it gets to where it needs to go? I'm going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I think it's important to realize too, and this is something I've talked with a lot of doctors as I've done healthcare podcasts, is that there are, I believe, a lot of physicians who are just plain anti-supplement, period. And I tell you, I was there at one point in my career because as physicians going through medical school, we don't learn hardly anything about supplements, very little. And so you go through medical school learning a lot about pharmacology, about drugs, and how these drugs work. And they're oftentimes very specific, scientifically proven pathways that these drugs will take in order to create a significant change in how your body functions. And so we understand that, and it makes a lot of sense from a medical and pharmacologic perspective. Now, that's not the case with everything. You know, there are some treatments that we don't get why they work. You know, one example of that is psychiatric treatments. A lot of times we don't quite understand why a psychiatric medication may work, why, let's say, ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, may work. It technically does, but we don't know why. But in general, we are taught through medical school the various physiologic and pharmacologic pathways that cause a drug to work the way that it does. And we don't have this necessarily so much for supplements. You know, we aren't really taught about that in medical school. And so a lot of doctors go into practice not really knowing much of anything about supplements other than they're kind of given this generalized opinion that supplements are unnecessary and in general, they don't work. And so doctors will often go into practice basically with this belief, this dogma that supplements don't work. And what they do, they go into they exit training with this dogma, this belief, they go into practice with this belief, and then somebody brings up to them about collagen supplements and then they poo-poo it because they don't believe in supplementation at all. However, if you were to ask these doctors, okay, so if you're, let's say, seeing your family doctor, let's say you listen to this podcast and you ask your family doc, hey, I'm thinking about taking some collagen. My nails are feeling kind of brittle. I hear it can help with my overall skin. Maybe it can help with some joint discomfort. And they go, oh no, don't bother. It doesn't work. The question you're going to want to ask your doctor then is, have you seen the studies to show that it doesn't work? Or have you actually looked at those studies? Because I bet you that a good percentage of those doctors have not. and they will poo-poo it. They will say, no, they just don't work. And they'll maybe say, oh, it's a big protein. How do you know it's going to get absorbed? And they give you all the reasons why it might not work or why they feel that it's a possibility it won't work, but they haven't actually looked at the studies. That's a big thing. And I tell you, my friends, I was there at one point with breast implants and breast implant illness, where I was always taught throughout my training that, oh, breast implants don't cause illness. And, you know, why did the FDA lift the moratorium on 2006? Well, because the FDA determined that they're safe and the studies show that they're safe and that BII is a crock. And I believed that until I actually looked into the studies myself. And I found that these studies are not very strong in making this type of a conclusion. And unfortunately, a lot of us as physicians, we practice a little bit of lazy medicine. You know, we're told something and we read it in a book, or we're told by our professor or our supervisor or our mentor, and we don't necessarily look that information up on our own. We just assume that what they tell us is true. And unfortunately, sometimes you get information that is passed down that may not be true. So anyways, I forgive me my going into the weeds and on a different path with this, but suffice it to say, collagen cannot be absorbed so well in its whole form. It must be broken down into peptides and individual amino acids, and that is what the hydrolyzing of the collagen, that process, does. Some questions that I get about collagen. Number one is, what about bone broth? You know, does bone broth work? Because bone broth is filled with collagen. I've got a good friend of mine who's written a New York Times best-selling book about how bone broth is great for your skin and your whole body and all of that. Does it truly improve the health of your skin? Well, bone broth basically is broth that's made by simmering animal bones and other parts of the animal in a combination of water and vinegar for anywhere from usually about 4 to 24 hours. And the idea is that that bone broth, all that good collagen, eventually comes out of the bone and gets absorbed into the water. And that broth, as it cools, it can actually almost solidify. And as it does, it becomes gelatin. And gelatin is a form of collagen. And that's one way to know if you've got good quality bone broth, is that if you chill it, does it actually become a semi-solid? And if it does, then that's a good sign. If it just stays a liquid, then you got to wonder if maybe this is more broth, less bone broth than you may want. Now, once again, a lot of holistic practitioners will claim that bone broth will improve the skin, it'll improve the hair, the nails, the bones. Is there any scientific evidence that this is true? Well, the answer is no. There actually are no scientific studies to show that drinking bone broth will help the health and the appearance of your skin. However, my friends, there are no studies to show that drinking bone broth will not improve the health and quality of your skin. I could not find any studies at all on bone broth in the skin, period. So, you know, my belief on bone broth, and I'll tell you, this is a belief because I don't have any scientific studies. This is not evidence-based, as people ask about. But we know that collagen supplements work. I'll talk to you about those studies here in just a little bit. And we know that bone broth is filled with collagen. So it just makes sense that bone broth should help improve the collagen of your skin as well. But I don't have any actual scientific proof of it, but I do believe it. Well, what about vegans? If you are vegan, if you're plant-based, you may see products on the shelves at Whole Foods or other health food stores for vegan collagen supplements. What are those? Well, it is important to realize that collagen supplements cannot be vegan, okay? By definition, collagen is only present in animals. It's not present in plants. However, so what are in these vegan collagen supplements? It's not collagen, but these vegan collagen supplements typically are consist of the building blocks to allow your body to create collagen potentially more robustly. So for example, collagen supplements often contain amino acids and proteins that are the building blocks of collagen. And so these vegan collagen supplements may be essentially protein supplementation. But oftentimes they'll also include vitamins like vitamin C. Vitamin C is essential to the production of collagen. So these vegan collagen supplements aren't technically true collagen, but oftentimes they contain ingredients that can help to stimulate, hopefully, your body to produce more collagen. Now, I cannot find any studies that could show that vegan collagen supplements actually work. So if you do take a vegan collagen supplement, you know, it's up to you, but I can't tell you that it's definitely going to work for you. But hey, if you're plant-based and you want to try it, by all means, try it. Give it a couple months and see how your hair, skin, and nails feel. And if they feel as if they have benefited from it, then by all means, go ahead and continue to do it. But once again, I don't have a yay or nay on vegan collagen supplements. I think in general, you know, adding more protein to your diet, especially if you're plant-based, adding vitamin C. Vitamin C is an amazing antioxidant and it's absolutely essential for the production of collagen. I don't see a downside in it. It's just expectations are going to be the big thing. Now, interestingly enough, researchers are actually working on a bacteria-based vegan collagen supplement. So true collagen, but it's made from bacteria, not from animal products. And so the idea is that if you're okay with bacteria as a plant-based person, then maybe you'd be okay with their collagen supplements. But those are not on the market yet. I'm not sure when they're going to come on the market, but that might be a nice and interesting thing to consider. Or you may think, ooh, bacteria making collagen, do you want to take that? I don't know. It sounds a little weird to me, but that's what's in the pipeline right now. Okay, well, let's talk about the supplement, collagen supplements, and whether there are actually studies that show they work. And what I did was I pulled three different studies out. You know, if you've heard some of my podcast interviews, these are some of the studies that I have quoted, but I'm going to actually read you them because I am lucky enough to have these studies are in front of me right now. And these are ones that I think are really important to keep in mind. Okay, so when people talk about collagen supplements and they say, oh, they don't work, there's no science to show, or, oh, the science is murky, it's kind of, you know, it's the science is not really there yet. That, I think, is a good excuse to be made 5 to 10 years ago. But over the last few years, there have been a lot of science to come out in support of collagen supplementation for the improvement of skin. This one, though, is a study from 2014. I think this one is important because in this study, I'm just going to read it to you and I'll explain it. It's a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, which is the ideal type of study to perform, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. And they studied the effectiveness of a specific bioactive collagen peptide, Verisol, on eye wrinkle formation and the stimulation of procollagen, elastin, and fibrillin biosynthesis in the skin. So essentially what they're doing is they're putting people on Verisol, which is a type of collagen peptide. It's actually one of the collagen peptides in my Yoon Beauty supplemental collagen. And they looked at eye wrinkles for wrinkles around the eyes, as well as the stimulation of collagen and elastin in the skin. So they took 114 women aged 45 to 65, and they were randomized to receive 2.5 grams of collagen supplement, Verisol, or a placebo once daily for 8 weeks. So it went for 2 months, with 57 subjects being allocated to each treatment group. So 57 people got the placebo and 57 people got the Verisol collagen peptide. Skin wrinkles were objectively measured in all subjects before starting the treatment. And then they looked at them 4 weeks and 8 weeks, as well as 4 weeks after they last took the collagen. Then they had a subgroup where they looked at suction blister biopsies, where they actually will biopsy the skin to look at procollagen and elastin. So what did the study show? Well, the ingestion of Verisol collagen supplements in this study promoted a statistically significant reduction of eye wrinkle volume in comparison to the placebo group after both 4 and 8 weeks of intake. So they saw a statistically significant improvement in eye wrinkles after 1 month and 2 months of taking this collagen supplement. And moreover, a positive long-lasting effect was observed 4 weeks after the last dose was taken of collagen. So even 4 weeks after they stopped it, they found an improvement in those wrinkles. That effect seemed to last. Now, after 8 weeks of intake, they had a statistically significant higher content of procollagen type 1 and elastin in those people who took the collagen supplement when they actually did a biopsy. And so they actually biopsied the skin and found a higher content of collagen in the skin. So when the question is does taking a collagen supplement actually cause the collagen of your skin to increase? This actually shows it by doing a suction blister biopsy. Okay, well, there it is. All right, well, what else do we have? And this is a study that I have quoted in a lot of my podcast interviews. This one is from the International Journal of Dermatology from December of 2021, called The Effects of Hydrolyzed Collagen Supplementation on Skin Aging. And they did a meta-analysis of clinical trials focused on the process of skin aging. The eligible studies were randomized, double-blind, and controlled trials that evaluated oral supplementation with hydrolyzed collagen as an intervention and reported at least one of the following outcomes: skin wrinkles, hydration, elasticity, and firmness. So what does that mean? A meta-analysis basically is when you take a number of different clinical trials and you put the data together to essentially make like one big trial, okay, or one big study. So it's combining many studies into one to try to increase the power of the results. And so they retrieved articles from databases, selected 19 studies with a total of 1,125 participants. They were aged between 20 and 70. 95% of them were women. And in the meta-analysis, they basically then looked at following outcomes. They looked at skin wrinkles, hydration, elasticity, and firmness. And they found favorable results of hydrolyzed collagen supplementation compared to placebo when you look at skin hydration, elasticity, and wrinkles. Based on their results, they found that the ingestion of hydrolyzed collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing skin aging, as it reduces wrinkles and improves the elasticity and the hydration of skin. So you take hydrolyzed collagen for 90 days, and it's going to help with wrinkles, elasticity, and hydration of the skin. Well, there was even a more recent meta-analysis with even more people, and this was in the journal Nutrients, published in May of 2023, so not that long ago. And this, the study is called Effects of Oral Collagen on Skin Anti-Aging, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. So this was a meta-analysis, once again, a combination of several studies, and they looked at 26 randomized controlled trials involving 1,721 patients to assess the effects of hydrolyzed collagen supplementation on skin hydration and elasticity. And they found that hydrolyzed collagen supplementation significantly improved skin hydration and elasticity compared to the placebo group, the people that took the placebo that wasn't collagen. And then they demonstrated that the effects of the hydrolyzed collagen supplementation varied based on the source of collagen and the duration of supplementation, assuming that the better the source of collagen and the longer you take it, the potential more effects that you get. And so overall, they concluded that the findings suggest that hydrolyzed collagen supplementation can have positive effects on skin health, but further large-scale randomized controlled trials are necessary to confirm these findings. These are just three studies that I pulled out that I think are really important for people who are thinking about collagen to keep in mind, is that the studies are out there now. You know, there is no lack of studies anymore, like people used to say 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. And so anybody who says, oh, collagen supplements don't work, or, oh, the science isn't really there, we don't really know, the science is getting there. And if you haven't, and if you're making those statements, it's probably that you haven't really looked all that hard. So I need to end this podcast just by letting you know, full disclosure, I do have my own brand of hydrolyzed collagen supplement called Yoon Beauty Supplemental Collagen. Obviously, that impacts my opinion in that I sell it because I believe in it. And I cannot tell you how many stories I have had from people who have used it and have told me that, wow, you know, I've taken the collagen and my joints feel better, my skin looks better, my hair is thicker, my nails are stronger. You know, I feel stronger overall. It's funny, I was visiting my mom a couple months ago, and I actually put her on, you know, we have a subscribe and save on my store where if you want to, you can subscribe and get, whether it's skincare or supplements, sent to you every month, 3 months, whatever you need. And so I have my mom on an every 3 month deal where she gets a huge package of my products because, you know, I mean, she's my mom. And I was visiting her a couple months ago, maybe not even a couple months ago. And she said, Tony, my hair's getting thicker. do you think it's that collagen that you're sending me? And I said, well, it could be, Mom. So collagen supplements do work. If you hear that they don't, most of the question that you want to ask is, do you have the studies to show that it doesn't work? Or have you looked at the recent meta-analyses of thousands of subjects showing that it does improve the skin? So that would be my answer if somebody says that to you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. And if you have any questions on it, leave a comment on one of my social media sites. There's a lot more information on collagen and really my entire supplement recommendations in my new book, Younger for Life. You can find that everywhere books are sold. And if you get it on, go to my website, autojuvenation.com. We do have links actually where you can buy it through there. But if you do get it, then we can, we've got over $100 in free gifts that we're happy to send you if you do get the book. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And always remember, eat real food, use clean skincare, and auto-juvenate before you operate. Have you tried my skincare line, Yoon Beauty? Well, our products combine natural and organic ingredients with the latest and scientifically proven anti-aging components like vitamin C and retinol. So if you're looking for healthy and youthful skin without the unnecessary chemicals, this is the skincare line for you. Check them out at yoonbeauty.com and enter the coupon code 20OFF to get $20 off your first order over $99. That's yoonbeauty.com, all one word, and the coupon code is 20OFF. Now, I'm so convinced that you will absolutely love my skincare products that I've instituted a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're unhappy with them for any reason, just return them within 30 days and get a full refund. See you soon at yoonbeauty.com.